What's the darkest color you can think of? Most people automatically think black. But what if I told you that scientists have invented a color that's even darker than black? Today, we're going to talk about this new blacker-than-black material, the blackest black ever made. Now, let's just think about the color black for a minute. Visualize it. And now, think about pink, red, blue, and all the colors you can think of. In order to understand the new material, we have to understand how color works. There are a couple of different ways for your eyes to look at something and perceive its color, but for this lecture, I'll keep it simple and just mention two. Additive color theory and subtractive color theory. Let's start from additive color theory. Additive color theory states that the color you see is combined light. Picture a stage, and there are three different colored spotlights. If you add one light to another, what do you get? A brighter light. So if you point all of these different colored spotlights into one spot, what you'll get is a bright white light. In additive color theory, white is the combination of equal parts red, green, and blue light, and black is the absence of light, meaning that when you turn off all the lights, everything is black. Next, let's take a look at subtractive color theory. Subtractive color theory states pretty much the opposite. Think of your art projects back in primary school. What happened if you mixed together every single paint color on your palette? You got an ugly gray or brown color that got darker and darker until eventually you got something close to black. Subtractive color theory states that color is pigment. White in painting is the absence of colors because you can't mix any colors together to create white paint. So then black is considered to be the combination of equal parts cyan, yellow, and magenta, and a reflection of very little light. This is where the new ultra black comes in. Think of it as a very scientific, technologically advanced type of paint. So, how black is it? It's scary black. It's so black that it's actually difficult for the human eye to comprehend what it's looking at. That's because the eye needs some type of light to be reflected back off an object for the brain to interpret its color. But it is so black that it absorbs over 99.9% of ultraviolet, visible, and infrared light. It's like looking into a black hole. In fact, you can spray an object with this ultra-black material, shine a laser pointer on it, and no light will reflect back. The reason why it is so intensely dark is because, technically, it's not really a paint or a pigment at all. It uses a technology called VANTA, V-A-N-T-A, VANTA, which stands for Vertically Aligned Nanotube Arrays. Let me translate that into English for you. Basically, it means that millions of tiny microscopic tubes are arranged side by side, standing up vertically. When light hits this structure, it gets trapped in between the tubes and can't reflect back. If that's too difficult to understand, picture it like this. Imagine you're walking through a thick forest of really tall trees, like California redwoods. Even though the sun is shining, you're walking under the shadow of the trees, so some of the light can't reach you. Now imagine that these trees are enormous, like a mile tall, and very close together. It would probably look like nighttime because it's so dark. In this case, the enormous trees are the vertical nanotubes, catching all the visible light and leaving only darkness. This is how this new ultra black works. Now you're probably thinking, wow, this is really cool. Let me go to the art store and grab a can of this ultra black so I can spray all my stuff with it. Well, slow down there, pal. It doesn't come in a spray can. You need a big specialized machine to apply the material. and it was invented in 2014, so it's still pretty new. And scientists are still figuring out ways to use it. So right now, it's only available to a few people. Can you imagine all the ways it can be used? Scientists are already talking about spraying military jets with it so they can't be detected by infrared or radar. And because it catches nearly all light, scientists think it can be used to improve the accuracy of sensitive astronomical cameras and telescopes, meaning we would be able to see even more stars and galaxies far in the distance of space. But what about if you're an artist and you want to paint some of your work with this material? Well, thanks to a particular artist, you can't. Right now, he has the exclusive rights to using it in art. As you can imagine, the rest of the art world is not happy about that. But this is a whole separate topic. I won't get into all that in this lecture. Back in the science world, this new ultra black is creating a lot of exciting new opportunities, and the technology for creating it continues to improve. The lab that created this material has recently released some new versions of super black, which don't use vantas, those nanotubes we mentioned earlier, which will make them easier for regular people to use. So one day, who knows? Maybe soon you'll be able to walk into the art store and pick up a can of the darkest substance on planet Earth and use it to spray a black hole in your room.